that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
You know what I mean?
My niggas don't play no
I can't
music.
Help it. I'm trying to get you in your vibe, Dave. Trying to get niggas in their vibe, man. That's what I mean, dude.
I'm bringing back everything that's supposed to be brought back, and I'm leaving everything that's supposed to be left. Let's go.
Now we don't argue a sweat. Catch you in a car with y'all crew. Now it's a car pool. The way y'all dudes is wet. Forget, nigga, we don't regard.
Let's go,
you
man.
I'm super fresh. My crew the best with all due respect.
Nah, this
them
is my shit.
Them checks, that's the reason that your mom's isn't.
You said something, Dave?
This is my shit, but this seems very familiar. Let's go, man.
Shut up, man. Let's go. They always fucking crying, man. Niggas always fucking crying. You good, CJ?
Rat-tat-tat, what the fuck?
Fisher? All right. Yo, it's Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses?
You already.
Dave, why you always be acting like that, bro? Couldn't play no 38 special real quick, man.
Shout out to Rochester.
What'd you say, Moses?
It was a nice little intro. I don't think you need to play too much.
Dave be hating.
Then they just get excited. You know how people used to play something, like a little spidget of it? He used to get, like, what the fuck is that?
I thought he was going to appreciate it since he's from New York.
He love it, but you know how he is.
Man. Whatever, man. Turn your phone off, too, Dave.
He always be like, let's go.
Time for your shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Yo, you a different type of nigga, too, Moses.
Well, what I do, man?
Because, man, every time I'm chilling with you somewhere or whatever, you got all your jewelry on.
Nah, man, I just had my chain on this thing.
What about the iced out watch?
It's not iced out.
Looks iced out.
Stop it.
I can't.
Cheap.
It's not. Shit, fuck out of here.
Family Dollar. Go get a Family Dollar. $2.
What is this, episode 42? Episode 42 of fucking Dirty Water Podcast. Did y'all niggas hear about motherfucking AB, Antonio Brown?
What did this nigga do?
Antonio Brown used to play for the motherfucking Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Okay.
He said, I'm done with these niggas. I want to trade.
Mm-hmm. I'm done. That's how he said it. I'm done with these niggas.
I don't think that's how he said it. That's how I said it. But
okay.
He said, I'm done with these niggas. I want to trade, right?
Okay.
And then he said, no, then he got the trade and he ended up in Oakland. Right? So then he goes, nah, fuck this Oakland shit. The GM is a cracker. I want out of here too.
What?
Yeah. I said, yo, Antonio, what the fuck are you doing out here, my nigga?
Calling sound him. Like this nigga don't want to play.
No.
He just wants to smoke.
I'm not saying that. Because then he got released from Oakland, right, bro? He got released from Oakland, and then motherfucking New England Patriots picked him up to play with the best quarterback in the league, which is Tom Brady. That nigga finessed his way to whatever the fuck he wanted. Finesse
he
game.
Tripping. He said,
why is he tripping, though?
I don't want to work because it's cracker. He didn't have no good, like, reason. What's the reason? Like, you just can't sit around and call somebody cracker and not have no reason. Like, what's really going on?
Niggas, I agree with you, but go ahead, Dave.
Niggas get called cracker every day, man.
Yeah, but, like, what? Joking-wise, like, yeah. But
doesn't
like,
matter.
I guess. I don't know.
Mission accomplished, my nigga.
No, I think
he
just.
That's what he wanted to do.
Right. I think he said whatever he wanted to fucking say to get wherever you want to go.
This nigga still got me tripped out. He said crack.
He did say. Well, he said he didn't say it. He said he didn't say it.
What?
He said.
So it's a lot of he said. Man, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Fuck this shit.
What you want me to do, man?
He said, she said shit. I ain't.
I just appreciate
shit.
The way he fucking finessed his way to where the fuck he want to go. And he still got his fucking money.
Yeah. That's the point, I guess.
Y'all ain't watching no NFL this year? Y'all still on that bullshit?
I'm excited. I'm going to see what the Panthers
never
do.
Never watched it.
Even though I know Cam Newton going to just be wearing outfits. That's the only thing I'm wearing around.
You said who?
Cam Newton.
What'd he do, bro?
Cam ain't shit, so I call him Cam Newton.
Okay. What'd he do to you?
He be fucking, I don't know. He's just...
You say you don't like the way he dress.
He ain't focused. He worrying about what he dressed. Like, he worrying about suits and stuff like that.
He be wearing designer shit.
Designer your ass on that football field, nigga. Designer plays, nigga. Huh? Your bitch ass.
Nah.
Man. Yeah, I said it. I said it.
Well, you know how Atlanta is. That's, you know, that's their culture. That's how they like to dress. They dress different, man. I don't, they different.
Yeah, come from Atlanta, play hard. Fuck you mean? Supposed to play and worry about what the fuck you wearing? Nah, nigga, get on there and play.
You the funniest, nigga. Let's see what my Giants do.
Oh, Super Bowl and got stood up.
Fuck you, Cowboy fans. CJ.
Cowboy.
Fuck them niggas. I don't fuck with no Cowboy fans. That goes for my uncle, too. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck with y'all niggas. Hey, Wu-Tang, man. Moses, you grew up on Wu-Tang, right?
Yes.
Dave, you grew up on Wu-Tang. I grew up on Wu-Tang. They got this little, what do you call this? This little series going on right now.
Yes.
I was watching it on Hulu.
I like it.
I only seen the first episode, though.
Netflix and Hulu, I'm lit.
Oh, so you got a Netflix and a Hulu.
But, I like the series, though. Let you see a whole lot of stuff that was going on. But I feel like it's a kind of different perspective. I feel like most of it's not relevant, but it's like half of the truth. You know what I mean? Just to make it exciting.
I think the characters don't look like the actual members.
But the characters do fit the style of the characters. They're acting their ass off. Because I can see them... You know what I'm saying? I can see that character they playing. Just because of, like, the history and a little bit. Mm. Now, with, was it RZA Brother? I had seen on documentary. I don't really know too much. I can't really say that's probably him. But to me, I just feel like he might have been like that. Mm. Just in the mindset he was.
You seen that shit hard.
It's nice. I, you know what I'm saying?
It might be like a little, it might be a little extra in there to make it a good show. But so far so good.
Well, I only seen the first episode.
You feel like on ODB, the dude playing ODB playing him?
That's his son.
Yeah.
That was his son.
Yeah, that's his son. That's why he really looked like him.
So he got two sons?
Nigga, ODB got. ODB got some kids.
Yeah, he got some kids. But I ain't know it, like, I didn't know that was, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to the other one. That's what I'm used to seeing. But okay, that's nice.
Yeah. That shit was definitely I was really liking how the fact that it's coming back of how they was creating, how they was putting shit together, how niggas didn't want to rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then they just turned into that shit. Like, you know, they just got in a creative process and just started working and just saying, fuck it. Oh, yeah. That beat hard. Yeah, let me play with it. You know what I mean? That's what I was really like. Just seeing the beginning, man.
Davey's doing his thing, too. I fuck with that. Davey's doing his thing.
Assistant manager.
Right.
Yeah, it was hard.
Nigga, who
are
you supposed to be?
Assistant manager. That's, you know what I'm saying? So. I just, like, the shit was live. It was like, what? Like,
there's nothing special about assistant manager, though.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, that nigga did work. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, nigga, we was there. We say the same shit. Nigga, what? Proud to say that
he
shit.
He was in charge, nigga.
Yeah. He just felt like he had one up on a nigga. So let me
that's his spot right there.
See, like.
Nah, nigga, he was at work.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all up here roughing up my workers,
the streets,
nigga.
This is work,
fuck
out of
here.
Niggas,
y'all in the back room anyway. I ain't even supposed to be back here. Take that shit outside.
Assistant manager. Wu-Tang hard, man.
First, I had to like get some of the characters right. I was trying to figure it out, but
See, that's what I've been trying to do too. As I was watching and trying to figure out who was who, because like I said, I don't like they don't really look like. You know,
I thought the light skinned nigga was Shea God, but
who?
Dude with the afro.
No,
they had the kicks.
Yeah, I know who are you talking about though. The light Shea God.
Nigga. I'm talking about you, God. I'm sorry.
You God. Oh,
I'm sorry. Let me say Shea God. A lot on my mind, people.
A lot on my mind, people.
You God, right?
We'll take forever, nigga. Are they like one of the best rap groups ever?
Yep. My opinion.
Yeah. Legends.
I don't put them over the Locks, though.
It was before the Locks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
They fuck. Locks fuck with them niggas hard.
Over.
Well, I'm not going to say. I'm just saying.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm just saying, as far as like Wu-Tang. I don't want to
hear
it.
No. No.
Nah, listen.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't look at Wu-Tang as lyricists. Like, I look at him at the Yaka spit, but I don't look at him as, like, straight lyricists.
I look at the Locks as three niggas.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You can't compare that. You got to compare it to somebody else.
That's
you
true.
Know what I'm
that's true. Bigger group.
You should have said, like, No Limit or something like that. Nah, they don't even nigga. Rap together.
Nah.
They had a lot of niggas on there. That's what I'm saying.
I said Hot Boys before No Limit.
Ray, Ghost, Jizza, Meth, the niggas is lyricists. You fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
lyricists.
But I don't know.
That's because you just didn't listen.
I don't put them over the Locks though. Okay. I don't put them spitting harder than Kiss, spitting harder than Styles, or spitting harder than Sheik. That's all I'm saying.
Didn't say that. Don't say I don't consider them lyricists. Okay,
okay. I said lyricists.
That's your opinion.
Now you do the double. Y'all niggas seen that Bad Boys trailer? Bad Boys coming out in January.
That's nice.
Martin Fat Ass.
I can't wait to see it though. It looks tough.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like all the Bad Boy movies. I don't think no was really sorry. So
no,
kind of waiting on this one.
I'm with you. I do too.
So it's nice to see.
Dave,
all right, I'm going to check that shit out.
Can we go watch it as a family?
Yeah, we're gonna go watch it as a family. I don't care what.
Yeah, y'all can go watch it as a couple if y'all want.
No couple shit, nothing, nigga. We all family, ain't no fucking couple.
Yo, Dave, don't say no shit like that.
Fuck.
It sound like y'all want
to
do.
Trying to fuck shit
I'm
up.
I'm not judging you.
It's fucking family.
Yeah, I'm not judging you.
Judging you? Get your couple's retreat on to the movies. That nigga just share popcorn.
Sharing shit, nigga. This ain't no buck about going to movie, nigga.
Bro, this is family saying, shit, nigga. We just saying, let's just go together as a family.
Just family shit.
Matter of fact, Dave, you sit in the middle.
I won't. Now it's a violation.
What?
Nigga, it's a split from a seat from a nigga.
I will not be there. I already said that. Y'all niggas won't go and hold hands in the movie theater.
Oh, you coming with us, CJ, as a family? Yo, CJ said you coming with us as a family. So now you don't got to sit in the middle.
That's good. Oh, so y'all going as a trio, huh? Y'all going Nice. Y'all have a good time.
We're going to see a movie this nigga.
CJ seems excited.
Trying to make it an uncomfortable position because niggas want to go see movies.
Three niggas on one bucket of popcorn. That niggas is disgusting.
I'm not. First of all. No.
One soda. Three straws.
First of all. I'm bringing a lunch pack in there.
Holy shit.
Huh? Bringing a lunch pack with sandwiches, hoagies.
Why are you, hold on, what?
Chips, no, I ain't paying for shit.
I ain't going down neither. This nigga talking about bringing sandwiches and shit.
I ain't paying for shit.
Yeah, that's right. If you go to the movies, you bring your own snacks.
What are you talking about? You talking about you hood. Hey, going? Because I'm bringing snacks, nigga.
You said sandwiches.
Nigga, I done bought Chinese food in the movie.
Thank you. This nigga got,
I bought tacos.
There's a pizza place right there. What are they going to do?
I'm not saying.
It's my food.
KFC.
It's my food.
I ain't
talking about.
I ain't
what you
ain't
scared
never,
for.
I ain't shut the fuck up.
Ain't got nothing on me but food. What that's you scared crazy. For?
I'm not going there. Okay, you a man though. Where would you hide the food at?
No, I'm going in there with it and say what?
No, it don't work like that.
It works like that.
No, you definitely got to go with a chick.
I'm a diabetic.
With a big ass coach purse.
I'm a diabetic. Y'all
you
got to
go with a chick with a big ass coach purse and you stuff it in there.
Yeah, so you know how to do it. Stop playing.
Yeah, but how was you doing it?
Nah, whatever. Nah, just so seeing what you doing.
It? How was you doing it?
Same way you were doing it. fuck you talking about?
Yo, Dave, you sneaking food in there?
What, am I sneaking food?
Yes. You sneaking food in the movie theater?
Yeah, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Big jacket on for no reason. Twinkies and shit.
That's the rules.
That Rambo movie coming out too.
I can't wait to fucking see it.
What was it? Sylvester Stallone? Sylvester Stallone?
Huh? Can't wait to see this old ass chopping up niggas and shit.
I'm not going to see that.
I am Sylvester.
How old is this nigga now?
Like, you ain't tough no more, man. Hold up. Who you beat? Like, you swinging that knife kind of slow. Like, who you fucking with, Rambo? Like, who you beating up out here?
Oh, loose skin. That nigga fighting faster than Steven Seagal.
I still think I can take that. Steven Seagal is a little fat.
Nah, Steven Seagal still think Steven Seagal is gonna fuck somebody up, man.
He ain't fucking
Rambo ain't fucking nobody up.
Nah, I think Rambo got it over Steven.
Hell no.
You fucking crazy.
Rambo still got it in him.
Steven Seagal is older and he's fat.
I don't think he's older.
You gotta hit that
Steven
nigga
with Steven Seagal's definitely older and he's
you
fat.
You see him in the Expendables? That nigga was choking him up.
Steven Seagal is fat, my nigga.
Yeah, but Sylvester Stallone's fucking fat. He ain't doing
shit. Nah, he's not fat. He still got a build to him. But he got
loose
skin. But
he's moving
skin,
slow, though. Yo. He ain't fucking open. Come on, man.
Yo. Nah, you slipping on.
No, I'm not. So what you saying? He got the old man strength on the nigga.
Man, still got it in. You see Rambo.
Man, you swing that fucking knife.
You
at
seen
me.
The last I'm Rambo he was in? He cut that nigga the neck off. With a sword, he would. He was shaping up for the whole movie.
Hell no. I ain't fucking with
I thought
that.
It was for trees and shit. He cut nigga neck off.
Dave, you ain't beating up fucking. You ain't beating up. What's the nigga name again?
Mm-hmm. See, that's how I know you don't believe it. Yeah, you don't know his name. I can
he
take
can't
him.
Even remember shit.
No, fat nigga.
Wait a minute.
Nah, cause I just know the nigga lay on Dave. You know Dave was kind of skinny. He just lay. Yeah, that
Sylvester
fat nigga just lay on Dave and it's over.
Still
he gotta
got
catch
punches.
Me first.
Then he gonna cut you with a knife.
All I gotta do is run around his ass a couple times. He can't spin around that quick.
You talking about like what Day-Day did with
pew, pew, pew.
What Day-Day did on next Friday. He offered the cookie. So y'all going to go see Rambo is what y'all saying?
Nobody going to see that loose skin ass nigga, man.
I see it on like DVD.
I said I wasn't going to see it, but my son wants to see it.
Your son want to see Rambo?
He wants to go fucking see Rambo, bro.
Rambo's hard, man.
You don't even see. He haven't even seen the first one. Has he seen the first one?
I don't want to lie.
This is Last Blood, right?
I don't think so, but I don't want to lie.
This is Last Blood, right?
I guess.
Yeah, you don't remember the first Blood. This Last Blood.
You don't remember the first
last
blood.
Time.
Man, fuck Rambo. That Kill nigga ain't beating up nobody, school. Man. He ain't beating up nobody, man.
He got a whole family now and all that.
Yeah. That's what's going on?
Yeah.
Family.
They grandsons. They done fucked up. He's been chilling. He ain't fucking with nobody. Y'all fuck with him. Rambo's coming back. Can't wait to see it.
That nigga needs some aspirin.
Funny to shoot off a gun and gotta take his pills. Hold on.
Oh my god.
An oxygen tank.
No, but you're gonna go see it, all right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Dave, not, man. Dave said he ain't gonna see it. Fuck Rambo. I don't want to
see
it.
You see the original gangsters with their old ass was in there. Fight niggas.
That was a classic. It was stupid.
I was just about to say that shit was fire.
had Braxton in there.
Right. Yo, Braxton was super thugged out. Braxton was super thugged out in that shit.
He's like, yeah, what's up, old man?
Oh, man. That's funny.
That movie. Nigga swinging old as shit.
Original Gangsters is a classic.
Had everybody in super fly. Yeah, nigga.
The acting was kind of trash in it.
It was definitely. But it was it was good, though.
The
it
acting
good.
Was kind of trash.
No, because they had good. That rapper. That nigga was, he was, good. He
was
funny.
Oh, my man, you Word Man. With the curl. They killed my nigga Word Man, man.
Yeah, he was part of the Wu-Tang. It was like a little Shameek, I think was his name.
Riding his he fucking school to chilling, man.
Nah, that little pimp nigga that kept going on. Hey, nigga, bless that nigga.
Yeah, some
he was a rapper.
He was a rapper. Yeah,
he was a rapper.
Oh,
he was funny though.
Original
blast that nick.
It's the word, man. It's the word. That shit was hard.
It was.
It was hard, man.
I fuck with that movie. That was a great movie.
That nigga said, I'm God. You're nothing. So, you're nothing.
So none of you niggas still haven't seen Power.
Nah.
Hey, my nigga.
I'm gonna watch it later.
Listen to me.
Every episode, Dave say he go watch it.
Listen to me.
I'm listening, bro.
Listen to me good.
Listen to me good.
Fuck Power. I'm not watching fucking Power no more.
Why not?
50 you don't wanna, ain't on it.
You don't want to finish
Ghost
it?
Ghost Sun is acting crazy. I don't want to see it no more.
Listen, Ghost Sun is doing his thing, low key.
I seen him selling pills or whatever. I don't give a fuck. You hear me?
So you said you ain't watching, tank, but I seen him selling pills.
Tank. Woo. Tank. Woo. I came to bring the pain.
You saying you ain't watching Power, but you seen a little nigga selling pills.
You know what I'm saying? Spanish chick, she did, right?
She did. Angela's gone.
Yeah, he pregnant. I don't want to watch it no more.
Who pregnant?
Yeah, who
I was fucking with you.
Oh, yeah, who the fuck's pregnant? Little Tariq is doing his thing in school.
Okay, watching.
Hustling. He looking like his daddy.
I don't want to watch no kid hustle.
No, I'm saying though, he looking like his daddy.
I don't want to watch no kid hustle.
He gotta listen. He gotta. Watch.
I don't want to watch.
I don't care.
No what, kid hustle.
Fucking hate Moses. He got a white homeboy that's moving the pills with him.
Hate your daddy, but you want to be like your daddy.
He definitely hate his daddy. And now he getting cool with this chick that he looking like he about to like. It's looking like, and she's helping move the pills too.
Okay.
So it's looking like his daddy all over again. This bullshit they put
together.
I really
don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Snowfall. That's popping.
You want to talk about Snowfall? Because Snowfall is definitely better than Power to me.
Okay then. It's a wrap.
Rest in peace, John Singleton.
Rest in peace to Power.
I gotta check that out. I haven't seen it.
What?
Bro,
Snowfall.
I'm in season 2 right now, bro.
I just watched like a little bit of. You'll like it, bro. I'm telling
bro.
You. It's crazy.
Snowfall is different.
It's crazy.
Snowfall is different, especially for a young black male.
They say it really. I don't know if it's true. They say it's supposed to be like Freeway.
Yeah, they say it's supposed to be based off a true story of his life or something like that. But I can kind of see
how
it.
How it started off
with the CIA
I was like,
behind it.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
The CIA behind it, you know, access to a lot of cocaine.
So it
kilos.
Makes you do want to watch a little bit. It's an interesting show, but
out of LA. Hey, LA, what up? Let's see y'all niggas listening to us.
Yo, send that pack. You heard?
Yeah. It always it look bright out there. I
we
like
got a little sponsor. We taking all sponsorships.
Yeah.
And the sponsor is that pack.
That pack.
You know
be nice
we
to go out there,
right? Water, huh?
Be nice to go out there, right?
Yeah, we're going to go out there.
You know what I'm saying?
But you don't want to take a plane.
I'm Mr. T, nigga. Either he going to put something in my shit. I'm drunk, like, I fucking told you. You I'm going,
okay,
like,
so you giving me permission to slip you and Mickey.
Don't slip me no
and
fuck
I'm gonna
shit.
Watch.
Nah,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna watch.
I'm sick of your ass.
I'm gonna watch.
You
man.
Ain't like the fucking guy. Just watch shit.
This nigga gonna be
just can't wait to
himself.
See.
I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna do this. I mean, what you want
you
me
be
to
the main
do?
One
you,
that,
you gave him permission,
nah,
nigga.
Nah, you be the main one that took the wrong pill and took a Mickey. Yo, silly ass.
That sounds stupid, nigga.
This a mint. Oh.
This a mint.
What the fuck is wrong with him? You took your pill, man. Fucked up. You got to ride now.
And they get in the corner rubbing his nipples.
I like it.
Right. Just for the record, I've never rubbed my nipples ever. Neither. I'm tired of y'all fucking saying some stupid shit like that. Y'all said I done rubbed my nipples. I done rubbed ice on my nipples. I done did all kinds
so
of stupid
you never
ass
put
shit.
Ice on
no,
your chest.
Nigga.
So
no.
You never
so
put
you
ice,
never
on,
put
your
ice
chest.
On your chest.
No.
Okay. All
right. No.
Okay. We're not going to talk about it no more.
With your black ass.
Niggas hearing this is like, I think he put ice on his chest, bro.
No, they do think that. Trust me.
I know, because that's that. You. That's what you like to do. It's okay.
No, they think that because you say that dumbass shit on
no,
him.
No,
nigga.
Nigga, you put an ice pick in your shower so you can have that. Shower's too hot. You got a string, you pull it, ice come
ice
out.
Ice come down. He said the shower's too hot. I need a little ice.
What's up with all that steam?
Who got ice in the fucking... Oh shit, my fault, man. It's gonna melt in a minute, man.
I fucking hate you niggas. Dave, go fucking see Snowfall. Please go watch Snowfall.
Hit warm at the bottom, man. It heats up at the bottom, melts the ice.
Shout out my nigga Franklin. Don't worry about it. You're gonna get through it, bro. Franklin's the nigga from GTA too. That's funny.
Yeah. Franklin.
Franklin.
How many seasons is it?
We in the third season right now.
What?
And so I'm watching. I'm in season two right now. Okay, but season three is currently going on right now.
What, so you shouting out some shit that already happened.
Stuff on what?
It's gonna be alright. You're gonna get through it. Nigga, it happened already. You late.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I'm just going off from what I saw. Alright.
Too much stuff on?
Yeah, nigga. Fuck y'all niggas, man. Fucking hate y'all niggas. Man. That nigga Tommy's still gonna kill Ghost too. It's my pick.
Oh my god.
It's my pick. Yo, Dorian.
I know CJ, tell him.
Dorian. You out of here, Dorian. You ain't do shit around here to the Carolinas. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop it. There's some more out there, bro.
No, listen. Stop but it. The Bahamas, prayers for the Bahamas, man. They got it bad.
They did get it bad.
They got it real bad. A lot of contamination going on down there throughout the water and shit I've been seeing. A lot of homes wiped out. A lot of tornadoes happen. Dorian, you ain't shit for that.
I like it, nigga. You get my
Oh, my bad.
I like this shit and stop fucking. Give me another shout outs.
Well, talk about Dorian while I like this shit.
I like it.
Yeah. Pray for the people out there in the Bahamas.
Yeah, because it's bad. His body's like, what, they ain't found yet, probably?
Yeah.
How many murders? You know about it?
Deaths, nigga.
Deaths.
Not murders. Sorry.
Deaths.
Well, Dorian, Dorian murdered some shit. Yeah, you're right.
Deaths. I don't know. I think like 30 or something like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
too many. Over
that's too many.
Too many. It's fucked up.
One is too many.
A lot of homes destroyed.
Destroyed.
Yeah. A
lot of families homeless.
I just think about like, you know, last moments because they can't really go nowhere. They stuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then they have the time. I figured out.
Hopefully, some type of relief
to be like, you know what I'm saying? To know, like, to leave. Nobody really was like, y'all need to leave.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just can't fucking leave, too.
Yeah,
right.
But at the same time, like, where's the help?
It's an island.
Where's all this money that we supposed to be helping out and doing? Like, what's really going
on? They got tourist money, but
we putting up a wall with that money.
Yeah,
that's where the money is. We putting up a wall with it. That's the bullshit we got going on in America, nigga. Yeah, we juicing up the chickens with the money. Well, it's fucked up in the Bahamas because Bahamas is a nice place. Been there. Beautiful. Water's clear.
I just love the stores. Back. I just love stores back, get sure. rich every time.
Say it again?
All kind of stores get rich every time. Tornadoes come, everybody's buying up crazy water for no reason and everything else.
It was a dude, yeah. It was a dude down in Florida bought like 100 generators to send down there.
Oh, to send
to the Bahamas. To Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's what's dope. Up.
Shout yeah, shout out to him.
That's love.
Yeah,
he but like is it gonna get there?
Yeah,
I always
there.
Ask the questions. Is it gonna get there?
It's gonna get.
There. I'm always. The
I seen Tyler Perry was using his jet to fly supplies down there too.
That's
his personal jet.
That's nice.
That's a big ass jet too.
I also seen something where they take a whole cruise ship full of nurses and doctors. To go down there to help out. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in the Bahamas,
man. I would like to have been on that. A lot of freaks.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I seen it and read it, I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be so much fucking going on.
Look at
her,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you look at oh, you're cute.
Doctor. You a dentist.
You a dentist. Shut the fuck up.
Surgeon.
Well, what you need up? Help, Moses. You need.
I was just fucking with y'all, man.
Shout out to the niggas in Florida that found that coke that washed up.
All them
the
bricks,
storm.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody's like, nigga, we made it, nigga.
Yeah. Coke washing up on the shore.
That's crazy, man.
I should have went to Florida.
Why is it crazy?
Coke washing. Let's imagine, nigga.
Why is it crazy? Like, it's probably plenty of fucking coke just, in the fucking ocean.
I'm just
ocean
saying,
down
just
there.
Imagine us being out, because y'all niggas not going to want to go. Dave not going
to
want
to go. I go to Florida.
I'm not. No, I'm just saying, we was out saying.
Put a coke?
I had to get y'all to come out
for the bricks.
And then no, I'm just saying we didn't know.
I'm on the beach, nigga.
We didn't know the bricks was there. We just came out just to chill.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be
I
hard.
Probably wouldn't be and that way. Like, I'm not going to fucking beach.
When you see what
beach.
The result is, you be like, thank God, like I came out, dog.
That niggas come back to the hotel room with a brick. Oh, I should have went.
Or two.
Two or six.
Nigga, we eating, nigga. That's not for me. Jesus. That's the nigga I am. We
I'm hating. I'm telling you right now, I'm hating. I'm hating all the way through that shit. Why can't that shit just wash up when I'm at Myrtle Beach or something?
A brick wash. Like, at not, Myrtle Beach.
It's South Carolina. What you mean?
It's not going to happen.
I don't know about that. Because, shit, a fisherman back a few months ago found...
Shout out to Myrtle. Myrtle is dirty, though.
That's that dirty water, right?
Yeah. It's
dirty. After going to the Bahamas, going to Hawaii, I'd be like, I don't want to go. I ain't been to Myrtle Beach all year. You know, I used to go every year. I ain't been. I was like, I ain't fucking with that.
Tell them but roses and cotton humus.
Shit, water green and brown and shit.
Same old shit.
Shout out to Myrtle.
Trying to be new building, same shit. Like, it's... I'm sorry.
They got hit with that fucking hurricane, too. Mm-hmm. Heavy.
Yeah, I checked out the prices just to fuck around and check out the prices. Them shits is low right now, too.
Are they low,
yeah,
low?
They low.
Mm. Of course.
It's about $60, nigga. Mm. Ocean front.
You want the whole view.
Nigga's good deal. I need some money.
Jesus Christ. Shout out to Myrtle Beach, man. Mm. I used to go every year. I ain't fucking with y'all no more. I like my water a little clearer. Need my water a little clearer, man.
This nigga bougie.
I changed.
Need my water clearer.
I changed, man. Ever since alkaline. I started drinking alkaline water.
Yeah, I know. Alkaline, I changed, nigga. Get the tattoo on the back of your neck, nigga.
Alkaline nigga. Yo, shut the fuck up.
Nigga CJ, he takes me, right? Yeah, alkaline water, nigga. I like that.
Let's get into some music real quick. You know, again, so a little bit of music. Earth Gang album came out. I ain't here. Y'all ain't here, but it's
Who's
out.
Who's Earth Gang?
He with Dreamville.
Sneaky going to just bring it up. Nobody heard it. Yo, it came out. Yeah. Nobody heard it.
Yeah. I like them. I like them, though. Y'all don't fuck with Earth Gang?
I don't even know who that is. I know I'm fucking up.
Fucking hate you. Now, you saucy. That's what it is.
Shout out to Earth Gang.
Hey, pass that, man. You always talking shit about the Backwoods.
I'm sure they got some shit on that album. I ain't heard it though.
You always talking shit about the Backwoods and smoking. Huh? Let's talk about that.
Rhapsody album.
Let's talk about how that.
We talked about Rhapsody.
No, I'm just saying it came out a couple weeks ago and I'm still listening to it. It's fire.
Oh,
yeah. I'm still listening to that. It's fire. Little Brother album came out. I'm just saying some North Carolina shit.
Yeah, nigga, you mentioned Little Brother.
That shit fire too.
All right, yeah, move on.
I fucking hate you niggas. So who your top three hook niggas?
I hate you niggas smoking that backwood. You loving it. The punk ass. Who the fuck is your top three? Every fucking time.
I fucking hate you, nigga. Shut up, nigga.
Hook niggas. We gonna do
tattoo on my
I'm
chest.
I'm gonna say Nate Dogg for one.
He got one of the hook niggas tattoos on the back.
Rest in peace.
Gotta put Nate in there. What else? Go ahead, nigga. You said Nate. What else?
Jeremiah. I fuck with Jeremiah
okay.
on the hook.
Jeremiah, okay.
And give me Erykah Badu. On the hook.
On the hook?
On the hook.
On the hook.
Give me that soul on the hook, man.
Yeah, she do sound nice.
Give me that soul on the hook, man. Okay. Nigga, next.
I'm saying Max. I'm throwing Max in there.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
Let me see. Who else is ill on the hooks?
Max coming home soon, right?
You know what I'm gonna say.
He just keeps saying that. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I'm gonna say.
Of course, Nate is a legend. Is a
legend.
So you gotta throw Nate in there because if Nate wasn't here, a lot of niggas be lost on that hook shit. You know what I mean? And the last nigga, who the fuck is a real hook nigga?
Do I need to take Erykah Badu off? Cause we talking about hook niggas.
Nah,
we don't know you're talking about. You stupid.
I fuck with John Legend too.
Do
I
need a hook nigga? No. I don't know. I'll get back to you. What about you, Moses?
John Legend.
Oh, you already know who I'm going to say.
Nah, no, I don't.
You already know who I'm going to say. I'm talking about Dave. Shut your punk ass up.
Fuck you. Say it.
T-Pain.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Come on.
Okay. I ain't knocking that.
Lays it down. T-Pain.
Saucy.
Sade.
Who else?
Chris Brown.
Hook.
Come on. Have we not heard him?
You can't lose with Chris Brown.
Have we not heard him?
Can't lose with Chris Brown. Sure.
I ain't knocking it. Chris I ain't knocking Brown. It too, man. Honestly.
Now this is hard for like the third one. I really feel like we all done said it. Cause I definitely listen to this nigga, and this nigga been a hook nigga since he been out. But he got his own shit, Nate Dogg.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nate is unanimous all the way around.
Yeah.
But if I would pick Nate, another one.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said John Legend. Yeah. John Legend, go ahead.
I feel like John Legend. Yeah.
On a hook?
A nice hook.
What'd you say, Moses? I'm sorry.
Oh. I'd pick Missy on a nice hook.
Missy?
You wouldn't, but I would.
Missy.
Missy always.
And I fucks
like
with Missy.
Different fight. Everybody's going to listen to it. Missy's hot, man. Sorry, I like Missy. Maybe
did you get a third, Dave, or no? You said you was coming back to it.
Oh, no, I ain't think about it.
You trash.
To be continued.
Fucking trash. Hey, fuck you niggas that like to wear dark clothing at night while niggas is driving and you want to walk.
Mm-hmm. You just want to walk into the car.
Yo, Dave, I'm taking this nigga Moses home and shit. Yeah, we, you know, riding, chilling. Nigga, dark ass clothing, just damn near in front of the fucking car. I'm like, what the fuck, man? In my brain, I didn't say it out loud. And then Moses said, "Man, what you doing? You almost hit the nigga." And I was like, "Damn, he saw me."
Was he walking towards you or away from you? He was gonna walk in the same direction.
Looked like he was walking towards us, like he was crossing the street.
Yeah, he was trying to cross.
Yeah.
He at least should have put his phone out or something. Like
something,
that.
Man. Like,
bro. Like, you really like, the way his leg was, it was about to be knocked the fuck off, knee and everything.
His whole life was about to be knocked the fuck off. And you know what it made me lead to thinking?
Leads me that drunk or something?
Nah, well, I don't know. It's just that, like you kind of see why.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's a sound effect for you. Yeah.
You heard that frog? Yeah, man. What was you saying? This nigga's funny.
Niggas that do hit and runs and keep it moving.
First of all, if a nigga walking down the street,
I see why it happens.
Right, and I happen, you know, I just happen to clip the nigga.
Hey, are you gonna keep it moving?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Feel bad now.
I mean, blood on the windshield and all this that.
This is the fucked up shit, Dave, right here, right? As I'm riding and shit, that's why I said in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? So I thought Moses didn't see the nigga. Because if I would have clipped the nigga, I wasn't going to say nothing.
Oh, nah, if you would have clipped him, he would have heard it. Because you hear a clip.
Nigga,
I'm on the passenger side.
I'm going to
see the clip, nigga. Yeah. Ain't no way. I'm looking right at the nigga, looking at you, but like, not saying nothing.
Y'all niggas locked eyes.
Yeah, so... No, ain't no locking
eyes.
Ain't no
locking eyes in the night, nigga.
No, when he get clipped, he looking through the window. He looking at this nigga Moses in his face.
Yeah, I done seen this nigga soul get the damn took away from him, and then you just want me to keep going on with my life?
See the nigga soul leave his body.
Yeah.
Just let me... that was a deer. Nigga, that was a life.
A deer is a life, too, though.
Right.
So shut up, nigga, for
Pete
to come for you.
Yeah, but you eating deer, nigga. You eating deer.
Nigga, that was Johnny.
With bacon fat. You eating deer with bacon fat, nigga.
Nah.
OG right there.
I didn't eat no
deer. The salmon was dipped in bacon fat.
Not this time.
That deer was fire.
I didn't eat no deer.
Right. We talked about that already. Exactly. Let's go, man.
So shut up.
Deer fat.
But like I said, it just let me think of why niggas do hit and runs to keep it moving. I'm just like, oh, shit, because I probably would have kept it moving last night.
Yeah, you crazy.
I know I can't do it.
Next time we just fall asleep.
But it was dark.
You can't do it. You can't do it until you do it, nigga.
I'm going to let you.
Ain't no camera. It wasn't no cameras on 301.
Cameras everywhere.
It wasn't no cameras. His phone was out.
He had a flip phone.
Tell you right now, yeah.
He had a flip phone.
I almost hit a nigga riding across 24 down there.
Oh, ain't no cameras there, nigga.
Ain't no cameras.
He was gonna keep it moving.
He'd have been short. Short of life, nigga. It would have been over with. And he was on a bike. Why the fuck he was coming down 24 on a bike? I don't know.
That nigga would have came back at you like what you did last summer.
It's possible. But I definitely would have kept him moving right on 95. 95 north.
You remember this
south
bike?
So Moses, you saying you wouldn't keep it moving. You would stop, pull over, and make sure they're good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I ain't mad at that.
He's a good
Samaritan.
I'm not mad at that.
Whatever course I had to do, but you understand, like, they're going to be like, damn, if I leave and this nigga take me to court, I'm fucked up.
Hard. Nigga, he ain't going to take you to court.
But we don't ever know what's going to happen.
Okay, you
know,
at
but at the same time, I don't care if it's, I'm just not that type of nigga.
Don't be walking on the white line with dark clothing.
What if I get
don't
hit?
Don't be walking on the highway.
But at the same
get
time,
on the grass and walk.
Yeah, God, but at the same time, the show
stay up to
it's his fault if he walked right up and like, come on, dog. You know how to
it
back
depends
up.
Where you at. You on a country road, that's the perfect place to hit somebody and run. Mm. You know what I mean? You out here on a busy road with, you know, got stores around, cameras around. Your best bet is to stop.
He might have his phone out recording. Some people like,
I think you get clipped. You ain't recording shit.
God damn it,
you're hurt.
What you recording?
Right.
He's walking out there with a phone. He don't even care about the pain. You know he's gonna get paid. You about to pay the fuck out of me.
Yeah, you gotta catch me first, nigga.
Let's talk about how niggas take advice personal. Like when you try to give a nigga you cool with, a friend you cool with, you try to give him advice of something.
I think it's
they take it personal.
And now it's like it's hard to really give an advice now
because everybody's sensitive.
Some people you can, like your homeboy, you can no matter what. But some people you don't really know.
No, you can't say that.
Some
your
homies,
homeboy take it personal.
But you don't really. Some homies that's like that, I don't really say nothing about it. There's no point. You just be like, huh, all right, that's crazy. Right. That's what you're going to get out of me. Ha, ha, that's crazy. Hmm. Not going to get no full answer.
Why not, though, if that's your homeboy?
That's my homeboy, but if that's my homeboy, I know him.
I'm going to give you the whole shit.
It's not pointing me just telling him because he's not going to do that, or you're going to sit back and be like, Jeff might be a hater.
I look at it like I just give him the whole shit, and you just take it, or you can do what you want with it. You know what I mean? At least I told you, though. So if it goes sour on your end, you're like, and you try to come back and talk to me about it, I was like, well, I gave you the whole shit. I already try to tell you what it's going to be anyway. That's just being a real friend to me. But everybody's sensitive, though.
Everybody, but that's the thing about it, like, bro, you already know. But I hit you with this, like, yeah, you already knew this, right, before you dealt with it.
So about how you
already,
deliver
yeah, if you already knew what you were dealing with, I'm come on.
You gotta know how to deliver.
Mm. Some niggas like that.
Mm. How to deliver.
If I know a nigga that,
you know the fuck you talking to.
Yeah.
You got a dumb nigga, you gotta deliver the message in a dumb way. Mm. Give him a dumb example so he can understand, so his dumb ass can understand what
right, sometimes right, that fucks me up.
Right.
I gotta
right,
fuck my language right, up.
You just gotta learn how to talk to niggas, that's all.
Mm. Yeah, but that's trash because
you're fucking up my language. You making me dumb down. And I'm
you're only right, talking to that nigga. You ain't talking to nobody else that way.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just, you know what I mean? And then don't give, I mean, it's good to give advice, but if a nigga ain't asking for your advice, don't give it to him.
That's the thing. Like, some niggas just like to talk.
Some niggas ask for your
some
advice.
Niggas like to talk.
Some niggas
don't
just like to talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
yeah, and don't like for you to give
who
advice.
You dealing with?
But you don't know what to do unless you know that friend. That's why I said, like, it's just, oh, that's crazy.
Right.
That's what I do. I'm just listening because that's what you want. Mm. You don't really want that advice. If I give you that advice, I'm all kinds of ways. But if I just sit back and relax, you'll find out for yourself.
Mm.
Some people you have to do that with.
I think a lot of people just need to stop being sensitive, too.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? My parents, some shit I ain't want to hear. But if I go out and do my own and learn them, I'm like, damn, that's what the fuck they were talking about.
Like,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why it all pays
out.
Yeah,
some people, yeah, like what you're trying to say is some people learn from experience.
Yeah.
Right.
You go,
yeah,
right. I mean, you go.
Yeah, you have the experience.
You could tell a nigga 1,000 times, but nigga might not understand until he actually experiences it.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's too late. That too. You know what I mean? But at least you tried.
You'd be in a lot of situations where it'd been too late, somebody helping out somebody.
My niggas. Would you niggas ever date a stripper?
Yeah. I don't have no problem with no stripper. Look at him. They getting their money. It's just a job.
Shout out to the
I'm
strippers.
A wild nigga. Okay,
I mean, listen, you're a wild nigga.
Okay,
you just gotta know what you're getting yourself into.
That's true.
If you ain't insecure, you know, nigga, other niggas is looking at you, shorty.
You and know, throwing money at her.
Throwing money at her, and
some
you gotta be
just loyal.
You gotta
but
have,
if you know she,
you gotta have trust in your shorty to know that she's going to the club to work and she coming back home to you.
But don't you know look good.
She bringing
the
bag home.
Out
she bringing it home.
Doing it each and everything, and that niggas he know that though.
Not all strippers is sluts.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
A lot of them, they trying to get their bread. A lot of them is a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? They buy their money.
But I don't think I would date a stripper.
You don't know who you date.
I think I would be cool with a stripper.
You might not. She might not.
But I wouldn't want. But I wouldn't want a relationship.
How
I mean,
would you know?
Because I would be okay, in my feelings about that. That's
let
me
tell you something.
I would be in my feelings him. About that. That's just me.
You say let me tell you something. He wouldn't be able to handle that. Other niggas like, looking at his woman.
You might see her from this or somewhere else, not at the club. You might go in hard. After a while, you be like, she's straight. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She tell you afterwards, I'm doing this. She be like, I don't give a fuck about that. Because you already know. She come on to you, that paper's to you. So it's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to be different for y'all.
Nah, I mean.
Not everyone everyone is like that. So I understand what you're saying.
I understand.
Because you don't want to. Some niggas can't handle that pressure. That's every day, y'all. Man, I was just. I seen your bitch last night. Them titties on me.
Right.
So yeah, you get that pressure. But at the same time,
I don't even want
some
that
niggas
vision.
Are strong enough for how much you pay.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for them Jordans. You know what I'm saying? My house got paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, go hard. You see what I'm saying?
Like
that's the thing. Stop bitching
nigga,
up. Be like, stop being a little bitch.
That nigga definitely paid.
You know what I'm saying?
Watch
he
your
definitely
mouth.
Paid. Nah, stop being a little bitch.
Watch your fucking mouth.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
Nah. Don't
fuck
I ain't talking about you.
Okay.
Then shut up. Stop being a little bitch. But at the same time, like, come on, nigga. Like, that's how niggas look at it. Like, come on. She, like, nigga, you know how much these niggas is throwing out for these
niggas
shows?
Is tricks.
You see what I'm saying?
I know that.
And they, and they not
so
getting
for
nothing.
A nigga, for a nigga to come
and they
up,
not getting really nothing but self ass shots and titties. Most of them. Not if you let's
but
be
listen,
honest.
Hold
you
up.
Know
let me say something. My thing is trust though. So I like
you don't know if you could trust
them. I don't know if I could trust them.
Right, okay.
That's gotcha. It. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I understand what's going on. I understand what you bringing in. I understand what you're doing. Cool. I could be cool with you. I could be a good friend with you or whatever. But as far as relationship, I can't believe everything you're gonna tell me. Unless I'm your friend.
So you say
I expect my friend to tell
put
me
that
everything.
Same kind of thing in the dope boy situation. If a girl's hot at a dope boy, she really couldn't, you know what I'm saying?
Say that again. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
If a shorty was hot at a dope boy, it'd be the same situation.
What you mean? Same situation. Because
both of them hustling, right?
Yeah, but...
Okay, then. So
no,
if
at the
she
same time, at the same time, strippers got men coming at them. Not saying dope boys ain't got women coming at them. But
all the time.
When dope boys is doing
their
thing...
Dope boys be what?
It's about the bread.
And dope boys be what?
You tell me,
fucking
nigga.
Fucking a lot, nigga.
What comes with bread?
I don't know.
Ass, shut up.
I don't
with
know
that
about
bullshit.
That. I don't know about that.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. At the same time, like, I just feel
I'm
like
I'm watching Snowfall right listen, now, and he turning down pussy for money. So you, I can't agree with that, bro.
That's a mindset. He's mindset, right?
All right, then.
So
why,
shorty can't be mindset.
How many niggas
can't no shorty
down
go
pussy?
Out there and just strip and just be mindset
for
that
money?
Paper?
For money.
Huh?
I agree with you.
What are you really saying?
Okay.
I agree with
what
y'all
are you
saying?
Really saying? You ain't saying shit. Shorty can still go out there, shake that ass, get that money, while your dumb ass still waiting out there. I'm going to have a chance. Nah, motherfucker. She got your money.
He going to have a chance.
With your dumb
right?
ass. Yeah. He going hard.
Dirty Water Podcast.
I was never thinking about it. I might go get me a stripper.
Shout out to the strippers.
I'm just joking.
Shout out to the strippers. Well,
shout out to the strippers.
Shout out to the dope boys.
They loving me right now. They're like, yeah, too.
And shout out to the scammers, too. Hey, but fuck you scamming niggas.
Scamming niggas. Yeah. Yo,
you scamming niggas. See, listen, I had some shit happen to me the other day, right?
Hit me in the DM. Shut up,
man. What happened to you?
So, the other day, right? I'm minding my business. I'm at work. Let me pull this shit up on my phone.
I'm minding my business.
So, I get a phone call, right? It's like some Alabama number. I don't normally answer numbers I don't know.
Alabama?
It says some Alabama shit. So I was like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? My number is fairly new, so I'm thinking somebody that know me. Like, so boom, I answer it. I don't understand nothing they're fucking saying on the phone, right?
Yeah, whatever.
So I just click, whatever, fuck you, right? Okay. So next thing they send me messages, they send me text messages. Is what's going to happen to you and your family if you do not attend to the problem we have here in my agency. So they start sending me crazy ass pictures. Look at this shit, CJ. They start sending me crazy ass pictures of what would happen to me and shit. You know what I mean? Look at this shit. Like, they'll rip my face off. Look at this nigga. This nigga got his dick by his mouth and all the crazy nasty shit. How do you want to solve this, for good or for bad? I already have your address and I have everything about you. It is better that you agree with me and that you try to solve this problem now and that you pay your $500 fine.
Nigga say he's going to kill your whole family.
He's
going to
murder you $500.
Do you want to end up like this or pay the $500 fine?
That's the hardest, nigga.
You niggas trying to tell me y'all out here ripping people face off and cutting off dicks and discombobulating all kind of stupid ass shit for over $500, nigga?
That's a Halloween party.
First of all,
that nigga trying to do a Halloween party. Ain't anybody
first
that
of
like.
All, when you... This nigga's trying to extort somebody and they's calling them a fine. Nigga,
talking
what?
About an
it's
agency.
A fine. $500 fine.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, homeboy.
Hey, guess what? First of all, I already know I'm not even in no shit like that for somebody even be sending me some shit like that over $500. Right, for one.
You. Fuck you.
Somebody
would
be sending me some shit like that over $100,000 plus. But that's another story. I'm just saying, you niggas, what are you doing out here, man?
$500
fucking dollars. That's one of my bills, man.
You
come on,
bitch,
man.
You.
Fuck y'all, man. Whatever.
They got you for $500. Say you gonna kill everybody.
I'm about to get the white Bronco on the nigga.
Five blue faces. They threaten me.
Just five.
Yo, is bully necessary? Is bullying necessary? We're gonna get the fuck out of here. Is bullying necessary growing up?
Who going first?
I think bullying now with when I was growing, I think bullying is necessary. Reason why I think it's necessary is because it gives you a little bit, you know, a little bit of backbone. You know what I mean? It gives you a little bit.
Makes you stand up.
It makes you stand up for yourself. Yeah. Nowadays, the kids, they don't actually have contact with one another. Like, ain't nobody outside playing. Ain't nobody. Everybody got interaction over the internet and shit.
Right.
So, when somebody actually bullies them, in their face, actually, in the physical, they take it a little bit seriously, and then they, unfortunately, a lot of kids like to harm themselves. But shit, when I was growing up, you get bullied on a playground. Shit, you got to go to that playground the next day.
That's
so
correct.
It's either you keep getting beat up or you stand up for yourself. You know what I mean? One of the two.
Right.
You gonna keep getting beat up, but either way, nigga, you gotta go to that playground. You can't go on the set. My parents and my family members, they're not gonna let you stay outside. I mean, stay inside for so long. They're like, nigga, go outside and play. You know what I mean? So you gotta go outside.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the problem is the niggas don't gotta go outside nowadays. You know what I mean? They get bullied in school, get bullied in the park, on the playground, they go inside, they go play games. They ain't gotta come out no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then the bullies come and start bullying them on social media.
start right. bullying them on the game, and then they lose it. They don't know how to handle it.
I think it's a double standard for me. Like, I think it's necessary, but then at the same time, the bully has to know when it's getting too far.
And nigga, when does bullies know when
but that's why I say
far.
It's a double standard. Yeah. Because I understand that it helps make kids or some a dude or whatever stand up for themselves. But at the same time, it's like, shit, it's a lot of shootings and shit going on.
Right.
So what, you bullying to shoot somebody or you bullying to toughen them up because you want to be their homie? And you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a double standard. Or when you bullying the other person, like, they going to come with a knife or a gun and take it too far. But at the same time, I'm with you, Dave, where it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? You do need to stand up for yourself. But bullies just shouldn't be even doing that shit in the first place.
I think the guns and shit come from kids not being bullied. You know what I mean? They didn't have the fucking experience of face-to-face conflict. You know what I mean?
Or what if they was being bullied too long and then they finally went and got the gun? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
If they was being bullied too long, I don't know.
Because some kids are going to, like, some of them just take the bullying. Mm. Until they get to a certain age and it's like, I ain't taking this shit no more, but I know what I could do now.
Yeah.
From playing video games or seeing what I seen in movies, TV, whatever, I can go grab this gun, this knife, or do what I want to do to this other bully. Like, they taking out all that frustration on the next bully, actually.
And then what contributes to that is the media publicizing when there is mass shootings and shit.
Right.
That kind of makes it popular, you know what I mean? For kids that do have mental issues and can't cope with being bullied.
Like creating copycats.
Right, exactly.
And not realizing that's what they're doing.
Mm, but at the end of the day, everybody should, even the bullies have issues within themselves, you know what I mean? At home, they're not bullying because they want to bully. That's it's a defense mechanism for the bullies, you know what I mean? They shit ain't right at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, they lashing out. And lashing out is at their peers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's how shit work.
How you feel, Moses? Is it necessary or?
I feel like, honestly, nah.
Mm.
Not for, like, listen what I'm saying, not for, like, school, but, like, for family. Yeah.
Mm.
Reason I say that because, like,
so, like, cousins,
I was always,
and shit like
to
that.
Me, I'm always, bruh, come get something to eat, come do this, you know what I'm saying? Help me be structured because with my cousin, he always used to pick on me. I just let stuff slide, you know what I'm saying? And one day I was just stood up and he just told me, like, okay, that's what I want you to do. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a lesson. It was like, I ain't understand it, but I kind of understand it because when you go out there in the real world, it's going to be some niggas is not going to give a fuck. They're going to test you.
Right.
So I just feel like he's letting me know, like, niggas is not going to care. So, yes, like, what? With school, like, it happens because, like, I feel like Dave said, most of my friends been in the bully position. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get into it at first. But afterward, we start like, yo, we fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? We're just
right.
Different circumstances. Like, one of my niggas ain't know, like, he was doing bad. Like, he really had nothing like that. Always just come with some shit every now and then.
Right.
Shit, my whole, I didn't know him. So he'd be, like, mad about that shit. So he try to bully me. But it just went the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got cool over some snaps. You know what I'm saying? Because... To me, bullying is snapping too. Not times it could be physical. It could be like snapping. Some people can't take that shit. So, with that being said,
they've been holding.
Yeah,
and kids are cruel.
Yeah, kids is like
kids is real cruel.
Like I was cruel. Like understand the bullying because I did it one of my points. Bullying these two girls, but being funny. And then one day I just sat back, and it was crazy. I was young. I was like, just sat back. I apologized to him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? Bought him some lunch and everything.
I don't feel like I was ever a bully. I was always trying to be cool with everybody. And then I feel like they just try to bully me.
Yeah, just, that's what I'm saying. Like bully, I feel like bullying goes in every situation. You know what I'm saying? Even with your homeboys, like
right.
Some niggas, like you feel because you cool with, they trying to bully. Hey, yo, you don't fuck me. You ain't doing this. And, nah, nigga, I ain't gotta do that shit. Nah, you go ahead.
But I see what you're saying because I do appreciate the bullying from family, older cousins.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So just like I said, the toughening up. Mm-hmm. Like this is you gonna have to get it because like. Okay, I'm a punch you or I'm a push you around, whatever. Yeah. But then I'm gonna leave you alone. But when you get in the real world, like you said, it's gonna be people that don't give a fuck.
That don't give a fuck.
Right. So they going going all the way. So you got to go all the way.
Yeah. It just you know what I mean? I was glad it told me early because I would have been fucked up later on.
Right. Shit is a lot different these days.
Yeah.
Like I said before, these kids they're not really talking to each other as much as we talk to each other.
Yeah.
So when they get on the internet and it's more cyberbullying going on than actually face-to-face bullying. You know what I mean? Because niggas ain't really talking to each other.
Because so social media shit.
That's what I'm saying. My son do the same thing
at
with
least,
the games.
At least when niggas is in your face bullying you, you can kind of learn from it. But if niggas on the tablet bullying
they just reading some shit.
They reading some shit, they internalizing, and they feel like they can't get off the internet. Really, it's just like, nigga, log off. Block that person.
Just turn the fucking app off.
Right, but kids, you can't tell kids that. That's their whole lives nowadays.
No, you can tell kids that.
I mean,
you
I'm
can.
Just saying.
You can tell kids that.
That's their whole lives.
Kids
they go to school, all their friends is talking about social media, Facebook, blah, 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 whatever the fuck they talking about. You blocking them away from that, they can't rip. They feeling like... If they not involved in whatever they friends is involved with, they not cool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel you on that,
so
bitch.
you gotta find some type of balance.
Because growing up as a kid, we all felt that. Right. Like, just trying to be cool with your homies and all this other shit. And then, you know, it's so
you don't
want to
be out of the loop.
Right. But then, like, when you get older, you start realizing your homies won't need shit.
Right. But
you understand that because you're young.
At what age?
No,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
At what age did you realize that?
But what I'm saying is I try to teach my son to be like, I mean, have friends, but at the same time, don't get...
Be independent.
Yeah.
Be an independent
be
person.
Be your own person. Right. Yeah. Be your own man. Don't, like, you know what I mean? You ain't got to do what everybody do.
Try not to be a follower.
I feel like kids listen, but they don't. They always like the other
dude. They got
to
learn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, some learn, but at the same time, they always like... With the fathers, it always hits what's going on with your son or whatever your kid.
Right.
But at the same time, when somebody else, like, say, like, Dave say something to my son would be like, I ain't Dave because it's Dave.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Somebody different. And he'd be like, he cool. So, you know what I'm saying? He like he might like his swag. Like, get out of here. You a poo butt. You ain't got your sneakers cleaned up. You know what I'm saying?
A poo butt.
Now you want to clean his sneakers and shit for some reason just because, you know what I'm saying, Dave.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, it's just different circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, yo.
Is hustling necessary?
Yes. Yes. You have to have a hustle in you.
Right.
You have to have something that makes you want to be independent, that makes you want to go get your own. That's hustling.
But in some hustles, you look as a murderer.
I mean, that just depends on what you hustling on.
It's a lot of illegal hustling.
You see what I'm saying?
But there's all like types of different hustles, though. So... You can't. I mean, what hustle are you talking about?
What hustle you want to pick?
Listen, you brought it up, nigga. You brought it up.
You talking about killing niggas?
Since we talking about
assassin,
nah.
Since we talking about murders and shit,
and he will always talk about.
Now you aging 47.
Oh, you shimmying? You
shimmying? Talk about niggas selling that heroin.
To be continued.
Heron Dolphin.
You know, I went there to be continued. Fuck that shit. I ain't talking about that shit right now.
We don't talk about it right now.
What's up, man? Fuck it. Let's get it over with. Cause I got a song. I got Dave. You got a song too. You got a song you want to play
for the repercussions and the shit that we seen niggas go through. That's on the shit. Is that hustle worth it? Because that man feeding his family too. He just not doing it for the glory. Most of them ain't. He hate that shit much as next man. Because most of his people's on it.
Said it.
Huh?
Oh, I think I said it before. What the nigga X say? The difference between being wrong and doing wrong. That ain't right.
Is that hustler right?
Hey, you hustling anything wrong? Potentially ruining somebody's life.
His family?
It's all fucked up.
It's fucked up,
right? It's all fucked up.
But the circumstances. But it all comes
down. When everybody has choices.
Right, yeah. It all comes down to.
Everybody got choices.
It all comes down to that.
They chose to buy that product.
That green.
That the hustler is selling.
Listen.
And he chose that button. Hold up. But he chose that life. But he chose that life and everything that comes with it. At the same time. Because there's potentials of the hustler getting robbed on that, shot at, killed, or whatever over the money he's making or whatever he's doing because of that product.
You chose to fucking sell to your family, too.
Mm.
That's like I said, to be continued.
Damn.
Yeah, we definitely going to be continued that.
Sorry, people.
I hate that.
Till next time.
We definitely want.
That was over there. I tried to pass the blunt to CJ. Shout out to CJ.
Yeah, CJ don't do that.
He looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Pass the blunt. This nigga always.
Shout out to everybody that fucking listened to us. And if you don't listen to us, fuck you. It's all good. You will be. Shout out to Ville, East Side. We out here. West Side.
White Plains, what up?
Charlotte,
Westchester,
what up? Chicago, what up? Houston, what up? LA, what up?
Rest in peace, Uncle Larry.
I was getting to that, but definitely rest in peace rest to in our peace, uncle, Uncle Larry, our man. Uncle Larry, man. I have some great memories of him. Like, he taught me ball when I was younger.
Right, shout out to Uncle Larry. He loved the kids, loved his nieces, loved his nephews,
all of us.
Yeah. Always show love.
He taught me how to play chess.
Mm.
Taught me how to play chess. He taught a Jizzle kids how to play chess, yeah. Checkers.
Yeah, he definitely. You know, I was on the checkers wave with him. He
had always a star, dude. Looking at stars. Yeah.
He had me on the court in decal, Dave.
Yeah,
that's what he was showing me how to ball and shoot at, whatever. Even 86, though I ain't amount to shit, but whatever. Definitely 86 decal with White Plains. You already know. Love you, Unc. Definitely gonna miss you,
Unc.
For real.
I'll miss him.
And definitely shout out to everybody that's listening to us. Let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and play some shit. Shout out to all the local artists. Get with us. Fuck with us. We'll play your music. You know what I mean? This is one of the homies out here in the Ville, Cornball, and BRN B-More. This shit is called Slide Slide.
It's all about progress, leveling up. When it comes to that paper, just keep them stacking, cause it's never enough. No matter what you go through in life, don't ever give up. Yeah. I've been to the bottom, ain't nowhere but up. With so much to lose, I'm trying my luck.
I promise I'm proud of my niggas. I toast a few rounds, my niggas. A circle of power surrounded by all of my niggas. All of my niggas is grinding. It's time to remind them you can't blot the shine of a winner. No, and this beat sound like dinner. Whoa, and she go low like tenor. Big dog, get a run and litter.
Won't fall, no switch, no quitter. Knew that was your bitch when I hit her. But she was choosing, that means you was snoozing. She's one of her lit young niggas.
Man, I don't be studying these bitches. I just want you to see the big picture.
That's a fact, this ain't rap description. No cat won't act, no insta.
You need to relax, no filter. Sideways, throw the strap off kilter. You looking in the eyes of a killer.
Better recognize or be petrified. When that weapon rides, you won't testify. Well, fuck it, I squeeze that bitch. Fuck it good, but I don't need that bitch. Ay, all I need is cheese, that shit. Ay.
All I need is rings on fists. All I need is ice on neck.
When the last, when the city, no sweat.
And I bet my life on that.
Let me get right, hold back. Cause most of you niggas faking, they got no honor. My right hand itching, so I dabble with my partner. Was robbing niggas, they got tired of the comma. Got tired of running, now I'm running for commas.
The president's like I'm running for office.
We can bring back Obama. We need a black man on the back of a dollar. I need to see a smile on the face of my mama. Stand in front of crowds that look like Madonna's. Had a stage deadly guns came for contraband. How the plug shit the ganja.
Wait, take it easy, dog. You talking too greasy, boss. Trying to have the D's involved. They been trying to find a reason, dog. They hate when you black and this cheese involved.
It ain't what you say, but how you say it. Hate the game, not the play. It ain't the game, it's how you play it.
And I play the game for the guap. I'm on the road to the top.
Let me raise it up another notch. They try to put me in a box.
But I can't be boxed in. Real shit, I'll flex no tree.
No fad, no facade. I've been going hard, put it on the squad. Glory be to God, he know that I'm a star.
Yeah, so that's Cornball with a K, BRN, B-more, that shit called Slide Slide, and I fuck with that shit, so.
Okay.
What up, Dave?
Let me see the call,
what up,
son.
Dave? Oh, there you go. What you got going on over
give
there?
The dirty dope.
CJ came through with the new chord. Doing your job, CJ. Yeah.
Dirty dope of the week.
Give me that dirty dope.
Hey,
this is for my nigga Johnny Price.
Johnny Price,
where it's off his new, it's off his new EP called Price.
Johnny Numbers.
You know what I mean, shout out to the Haitians out there.
Okay,
it's called 9 to 5.
Yeah, I turned up on this.
Me being everything that these haters said I couldn't. Just believe in yourself. Throughout execution, you'll see the improvements. This is the story of a Haitian boy that was under the influence, and how he managed to excel through life despite the intrusions. Back pains from the struggles of life weighing on his shoulders. What's a roadblock when your determination is a million boulders? Sober thoughts with a drunk tongue, the emotional truth. Despite society, I refuse to give up on the youth. Word, I lead by example as proof. You a sorry excuse, silly goose, never had the juice. I know I'm the best, I don't compare to these pests. Living legend in the flesh, they haven't acknowledged it yet. I'm separated from the rest, no contest, can't contest. Treat every move like it's chess, I'm the treasure in the chest. Wait, yeah, let me say it with my chest. We need a door, nothing less. Thank God that I'm blessed, yeah.
You know I always ask people, what's your definition of success, right? More importantly, how do you define life, you know? Is it like materialistic, monetary gain, right? Whatever it is though, make sure you're happy, right? Not only with your success, but with people as a person. And your life overall, because that's most important, for real.
I'm currently living off paychecks, just trying to survive. Tough times when your ends meet, don't provide what you like. Barely what you need, this life is harder than it seems. I've been careful with the details, I've taken time to sow the seeds. Please don't rush the process, you might skip a step. You might lose a check, now all you got is stress. Take your time with it, invest your mind in it. Create with your heart in it, the money will come with it. Like a revolutionary leader presenting a speech. Success within arm's reach. Donald Trump, you impeach. I've elevated to a higher level since you last seen me in the streets. Malcolm X with the speech. Marcus Garvey when I speak.
When I was in high school, I had a teacher that used to tell me, son, life is like a cup of water. There's two ways you can view it. Either the cup is half full or half empty. You decide. I said, man, you crazy.
Shout out to Johnny Price. It's my nigga. He that's really my nigga too. This nigga
that's really your nigga.
Yeah, for real. We got into a brawl at a party one time.
Together or against each other?
Together, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh? Yeah, I was helping my nigga Bugs out. I was helping my nigga Dre out. This nigga was getting jumped. I ran in to help him, and Johnny ran in to help me.
Johnny Numbers.
You know what I mean? Johnny Price came in through. He came in throwing them things. He might have hit a bitch in her face or something. I don't know.
Why are you hitting bitches?
I'm
no.
saying, oh, she was in the way.
Sorry, boo.
Maybe not. I don't know. But shout out to Johnny Price. Check his shit out.
Johnny Numbers, I'm fucking with that shit hard. This is gonna be what, episode 42? Getting the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. Ville, what up? Eastside, you already know what time it is. I ain't got shit else to say. Fuck that. Shout out my nigga CJ because he keep doing his fucking thing. I love this nigga Moses. I love my nigga Dave.
Yeah, Moses.
Yeah.
Word. Can you please?